97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Biggest show on the planet, Jersey Shore Thursdays on MTV. And of course, author of the new book, The Rules According to JWoww. JWoww is on the line. How you doing, sweetheart?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm fantastic. Where am I catching you this morning?
I'm in New York City.
Awesome. Awesome. So you're doing your thing. Did you, when you signed up to do this thing, did you think it was going to explode the way that it has?
No. Nobody ever thinks that. Best way to put it, I had a graphic design business and a promotional company, and I just thought that it would make those companies flourish a little bit more.
Sure. It's something to do during the summertime, make some extra scratch, and if it got your name out there and maybe helped your other side businesses, it'd do a little bit better for you.
Yeah, that's about it.
And then everything explodes. You got the clothing line now. You got the bronzer. You're doing body supplements, and then now you got this new book. Perfect in time for Valentine's Day. Talk about the book a little bit.
The book is basically, in a nutshell, me realizing all my mistakes in the past with every guy that I dated and why they went wrong and the reasons why I settled and why I thought it was a good time to date them, knowing that it would never work. To dating tips, to, you know, don't make my mistakes.
I love how you started to laugh during that. That was great.
Yeah, I mean, I made some pretty big mistakes, and you know, obviously, you see that on like one of the shows when I break up with my boyfriend at the time.
Right, and of course, we're talking to JWoww from the Jersey Shore. The new book, Rules According to JWoww, it's out now. The big thing, I talked to Tom a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how things got misconstrued and this, that, and the other. And now, here's the thing. I know the fact that in a breakup, in a divorce, there's three sides to every story. There's his story, there's her story, and somewhere in the middle is the truth. Give us your side of the whole, like, you know, the hard drive and the pictures. You got the hard drive back, right?
I mean, I'll just state the facts. You know, because I don't even want my opinion. I don't even like the kid. But fact is, I made a police report. And several weeks later, he returned those things to the police station. And another report was taken.
Okay.
So I heard he went on a radio tour, which I don't even know why, because he's not famous. He has no reason to be following in my footsteps. He should be living his own life. But besides that, he basically returned the things that he stole. So he's going around saying that he never took them and that there was this big thing of, like, plotting him and production shutting down and setting this up. He said, like, you know, they shut the cameras off and set it up. How could we set it up when you admit to taking them?
Right.
To a police officer that took your statement and it was sold to the tabloids.
That's right. It's JWoww, Jersey Shore Thursdays on MTV. The new book, The Rules According to JWoww, it's out now. You can get it. And, of course, for all your JWoww needs, hit the website, jwoww.com. Rumor has you got a new show with Snooki in the works. How's that coming?
We did film a pilot, just kind of like our life outside the shore. But we don't know yet. We don't know if MTV picked it up. And, you know, there's still, like, a big editing process because they did film us for a long time. And just got to kind of wait and see.
Now, when it comes into something like that, obviously, when you went into the first, you had no idea what to expect, and now you're doing, you know, you've done multiple episodes, Miami, back to Jersey, going to Italy next year. Is that's confirmed, right?
I think in a few months, maybe.
Now, now that you're going into the house, do you purposely like know what's going to get on the show and what's not, and you know, do you purposely like end up doing things outside of your norm, knowing that you'll end up getting more camera time?
No, and you know what? They can see that, you know, because we're filmed 24/7, no cell phones, internet, or TV.
That's got to be the hardest part of the whole process. No cell phone.
So you just kind of imagine what you would be like after a couple of weeks of seven friends in a house,
right,
with nobody else. So, you know, I think the producers catch on if people are acting out of control. And literally, I don't think any of us do. I mean, we're living our lives the best way we know how in those circumstances.
JWoww, as you're going through this, and obviously the show will come to an end at some point, what's your goal 5 years from now?
I would like to work behind the scenes.
Like what kind of stuff?
Production, maybe making shows. I'm not really sure.
Nice. Because it's always curious to me how, you know, how you're going to spin it from here. Obviously, you know, you're making gobs of money doing the club dates and stuff. Those guys, I mean, those got to be a blast. Hitting up Vegas and going around the country, hitting these club dicks, the club dates, got to be fantastic for you. You know?
Yeah, but, you know, it'll all come to an end. 5 years down the road, I'd probably, hopefully, if I could find someone to have a family with, settle down and work behind the scenes on creating shows.
Okay, real talk, J-Wow. There's a lot of guys that would literally give up anything for you. What are you looking for in a guy?
Honesty. Guys are never honest.
What's going on with Roger? We're talking.
I'm still dating Roger, so I don't know.
Really?
That's
still going on.
Yeah.
And if honesty is your first thing, obviously we had issues with Tom. Roger's been okay throughout this whole thing.
He's been great. Yeah. He's really just completed my life in such a positive way because I didn't know what life would be like in celebrity world with a good guy by my side.
Absolutely. It's got to be completely different having the paparazzi and, you know, having them in your business 24/7.
Yeah.
Man. I got to ask, who pulls the best tail out of the guys?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that. Yucky to me.
Just from watching the show, it's got to be Vinny. The situation talks the big game, but Vinny's the one pulling.
Vinny definitely has some play.
See, that's the thing. You know, situation, he's loud and out there. Pauly D's got the hair and the look, but Vinny's the one that closes the deal.
Yeah.
It's J-Wow, Jersey Shore Thursdays on MTV. The new book, go out and get it, The Rules According to J-Wow. Short-tested secrets on landing a mint guy, staying fresh to death, and kicking competition to the curb. Before you go, the quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Family Guy, Law & Order, SVU, and let's see, House.
Favorite toy as a child?
Barbie.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Something from Evanescence.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Vodka seltzer.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Arms.
And what is your favorite toy as an adult?
Oh, four-wheeler.
Really?
Yeah, buddy.
Nice. J-Wow, Jersey Shore, Thursday nights on MTV. And, of course, The Rules According to J-Wow, out in bookstores right now. Jenny, thank you so much for the time. And, of course, jwow.com. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care. J-Wow, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.